Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday, and it's Stories of Hope.
Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, as we're going to discuss the energies of Mars and Venus. Wow.
That's interesting. The computer just started going off, playing a video on YouTube. So what I was saying is, just before coming on the show today, first of all, I was just listening to the fabulous Diane McClay and Trish Campbell, and they were talking about the shift. They were talking about, on the Shift podcast, they were talking about how to shift their perspective in today's world. While I was listening to them, a song came into my head, which I know that many of you can relate to, and it's Friday, and so here's the song. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. So, you know, lightening the load a little bit, let's have some fun. Life is intense and the energies are intense. And, you know, let's relax a little bit and return back to our true nature, our magical inner child, because we know that that is where we're heading. With all the changes and everything that's going on in the world, we are also called to relax and enjoy ourselves and bring joy back into the present moment. And so to talk to you about this part and how one goes from possibly a healthcare crisis to changing one's life and helping others in it with health, my first guest today is Lauren Musto. She has a background in biotech communications. Her journey to health and coaching is an interesting one. What started out as a need for her own health transformation turned into a full-fledged mission to enable healthcare colleagues to quickly and easily transform their health. Today, she specializes in creating completely custom lifestyle plans for super busy corporate clients who don't have extra time or energy to drop weight and boost energy so that they can crush it at work and at home. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Oh, thank you so much, Cornelia. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Did you resonate with the song I was singing?
Life is so did. I had one flashback to my preschool days with my favorite teacher, Miss Debbie, singing that song. And just, you know, what you were saying about the simplicity of life and getting back to the basics. And that's what I coach my clients on. It's that we don't have to make our health and wellness this huge, complex, really hard to understand thing. It can be simple and relatively easy. We just have to be committed to it.
Right. We have to be committed. And we have to also ask the questions about what is our body telling us? What is our life experience showing us? And how is it that we want to live our lives? Mm-hmm. You help busy executives in the corporate world simplify things. Right? And really to transform their lives. So how did you get started in that?
Yeah. So it was interesting. I needed to go through my own health transformation. I had my two kiddos relatively back to back. And for whatever reason, my body just didn't bounce back to 25-year-old Lauren. And I was mystified by this. And so I actually went through health coaching school purely for my own reasons. I love being from biotech background. I love how things work. Like, why do I want to do these things? Don't just tell me what to do. Explain to me why. And in going through that process, which was very scientifically driven, I realized that, you know, we're not taught this stuff. You know, when we go through high school and college, and I was a lifelong athlete and I didn't know these things. And, you know, when I look at the broader, you know, diet landscape, we make things very hard on ourselves. We make ourselves have to give up the foods that we love, and we have to go to the gym 8 days a week, and we have to, you know, count calories and macros and points and all these things. And it doesn't have to be that complex. If we can center ourselves in our goals and our why and get back to basics, we can make amazing shifts in our health, in our wellness, in our mindset, in our energy with just these tweaks and focusing on the simple changes and not overhauling our entire way of living.
So it's not a one size fits all, isn't it? It's customized for each person because each person has a different preferences, has different body chemistry, mm-hmm. has a different way of metabolizing, you know, things. And so the way that we were trained and conditioned by our paradigm and our society, you know, all the diets and all the programming, just, I mean, it's just been so crazy that now it's really time for us to, you know, not judge ourselves. Is that a big part of your messaging?
It is. It is. And if I can leave your listeners with anything, it's first and foremost, you are enough and amazing just the way you are. Your value does not lie with whatever number you're seeing on the scale or whatever number of reps you can do in any certain exercise in the gym. You are beautiful and amazing just the way you are. But if you've failed at, you know, trying to lose weight or certain health goals in the past, in all likelihood, it's not you. You're not doing anything wrong, but these programs are built to be marketed to the masses. There's no customization about what your own biochemistry, how you react to certain foods. There's no curiosity and experimentation in the mass markets. And so when I work with my clients, it's really very much about, okay, what's going to fit your lifestyle? What does your work look like? Do you have kids? Are you caring for your parents now as well? Right. Do you have a social life? Are, you know, what's your career? What are your true goals? Your true goals may not be to be a size six. Your true goals might be, I want to be able to keep up with my kids at soccer practice and have the energy to catch up with my neighbors for a glass of wine at the end of the night. And that's okay. There is no one size fits all. And there's no hard and fast rule that you should or should not eat or drink anything.
Right, right. So when you went through the health coaching, you went through health coaching because you found yourself in this space yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you went, you became your own coach, you got mm-hmm. coached, then you became your own coach. And then, and now you're helping, you know, successful entrepreneurs, corporate executives with their health and wellness goals as well, because they're too busy to do what it is that you did for yourself, right? And now you're helping other people customize that way of life. And how is all that working? Like, tell us some of the changes that you've seen in the people that you're working with.
Yeah, so again, I think there's this misconception that we need to change everything about our lives when we make a commitment to getting healthy or losing weight or whatever that goal is. And that looks like, you know, stripping, you know, out your favorite foods, and I have to go to the gym all the time, and I have to meal prep all day on Sunday, so I can't do, you know, my family activities. And so what we really want to do is strip back to, first and foremost, what are those goals? What does success look like for you? And then I bring them through a process of kind of cleaning out their system. Like, let's bring it back to basics. Let's focus on whole foods, clean foods, so that we can reset our body. And then we go into an experimentation phase where it's, how do you respond to grains? How do you respond to dairy? Do these actually fit with you? Because again, nutrition science is one of the most hotly debated topics out there. And I feel, you know, if you look every week, practically there's new data, a new study saying this is good and that's bad. Doesn't really matter what those data say. It matters what you say when you consume those foods or do those activities and how your own body responds to it. So through this process of, you know, experimentation and tweaking, we can come up with a lifestyle plan that's going to work for you. And then it becomes sustainable for the long term. Because if you hate broccoli, I'm not going to force you to eat broccoli. We're going to find things that work for you. If health and wellness is about deprivation and restriction, you will fail every single time. And that's not what I teach. And that's not what I promote.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's really, you know, we have to do so much unprogramming from the programming that we received. And so that's why having a coach, having someone that's already working it, that knows what they're doing to, you know, help other people, especially if you have a busy lifestyle, there's no reason why you can't have it all.
Exactly.
Your lifestyle, the way that you want to live it, you know, and then at the same time, having your health and wellness too. It's just a matter of, like you said, finding out what your goals are and how you can, you know, strategize that into your schedule, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I like people to focus on adding good things versus taking things away. So don't look at it as you're restricting this and you're not going to do that, but what can I add? What can I build on? How can I further improve? What's going to bring me joy at mealtime to move my body? What's going to make me happy?
Yeah, that's really good. So if you could put one message on a t-shirt, like just two or three words, what would it be?
Deprivation equals failure.
That's really important to hear. Deprivation equals failure. And that's a lot of women, you know, struggle with depriving themselves.
Absolutely. We do. And deprioritize ourselves as well. And I think especially, you know, a lot of the women I work with, super busy corporate executives, rising up that ladder, managing kids, managing homes, managing parents sometimes. And we just, we deprioritize ourselves. And due to no fault and not purposeful, but there's a lot that we're managing and a lot that we're handling on a day-to-day basis. And to be able to take a little bit of time and thought and put ourselves first can be hard at first, but the benefits you reap on the back end far outweigh it. And I think once people go through this journey and they have the energy and they have that vibrancy for life again, they're able to do so much more and they end up rocking it at work and they're there for their families. And almost, you know, magically, all this stuff comes into beautiful alignment in their day-to-day lives.
Because they've put themselves first, and that's really what needs to happen. Now, how can our listeners contact you and learn more about you to what it is that you're offering today?
Oh, thank you. Yes. So you can visit my website at winohealthcoach.com, or you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at winohealthcoach.
Awesome. Lauren, thank you so much for coming on. Certainly would love to have you come back and also have another conversation with you about joining our amazing KS Media Group app that features the world's best leading experts and influencers in their field. So would love to talk to you about that further. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Transformation Talk Radio. Let the journey begin.
Welcome Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, Stories of Hope today. We are changing lives today with our health advocates that are health coaches that are here to help you change and navigate a better, healthier lifestyle. Amanda Hellman is a holistic health and lifestyle coach who helps women shake off the burden of diet culture. That's so awesome. Some of her earliest memories are of hating her body. She spent too many years struggling with multiple eating disorders on top of clinical depression and anxiety. Once she realized food was just a symptom of a much deeper issue, Amanda was well on her way to recovery. Today, she uses nutrition and movement to manage her mental health, allowing her to thrive without prescription medication. As a coach, Amanda is on a mission to help other women heal their relationship with food. She believes in body neutrality and showing up your body respect by honoring its needs. To her, there's nothing better than watching her clients unlock a whole new level of happiness and freedom that they never knew existed. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow, that's quite a mission this is a mission. This is totally a mission to, you know, completely deprogram the diet culture.
Absolutely. This is my life's purpose. I feel that that's why I went through all of my struggles. And I apologize if you hear my dogs. I locked them out of the room and they're not happy about it. But okay. I feel like that's why I went through the struggles that I did. So from orthorexia to anorexia to binge eating disorder, dealing with all of the darkness of depression and anxiety, and finally coming out on the other side and realizing that, you know, how beautiful it is to be recovered from the eating disorders, and also how beautiful it is to have mental illness, because that has been a catalyst for so much of the change in my life. And if I didn't have depression and anxiety, I probably wouldn't be here today, because I wouldn't have looked for more. Yeah. I probably would have been satisfied with whatever I had, and that would have been it.
You so named words that I didn't even knew existed. Like,
yeah.
You said some words that I didn't even know what they are. So when was your earliest memory of where that began?
My earliest memory of criticizing my body, being aware of being larger than my friends, probably about 4 or 5 years old. I have a distinct memory of standing in front of my mirror when I was a kid and wishing that I could cut my stomach off because I just wanted it to be flat. And, you know, being around my friends, a lot of kids have different body shapes and sizes because some are just naturally thin and lanky and some are a little bit chubbier, and maybe they grow out of it in puberty, maybe they don't. But when you're a kid, you know that you're different and you don't really understand why. And as a society, we're taught that thin is healthy and that thin is like correct. So that's what I chased for so many years, because I thought that I was chasing health when in reality, I just wanted to fit in with what society says is worthy and valuable.
Right. So it took basically from the time that you were 4 until how many years ago did you start really shifting that behavior in yourself and then start working with your clients?
So I would say in my like mid-20s, I finally started to heal the relationship with food. So it probably took me about 20 years. And by my early 30s, so I've been off of my depression and anxiety medication for about 6 years now. So I've been managing that through nutrition and movement, as you said. That's something that occurred to me kind of where I realized that I was doing better with food. I was much more comfortable with food, but the mental illness issues were still there and the medication wasn't working for me. So I started to do some research. I learned about the gut-brain connection and how important that is to overall health, and really dove into that. And it was funny to me because I was like, wow, food was the problem for so long and now it gets to be the solution. So it was definitely a huge shift for me. I'd say my like late 20s, that really happened.
Well, first of all, you know, being off of prescription medication, that's a huge, ridiculous victory, right? It's like super awesome. I mean, you know, because of the side effects of the medication itself and what that does to the organs in your body. And so there is that. But then to be off of it and really to look at what is really causing the depression. So it was food was the beginning of it and the programming. And then in the end, it turned out to be the solution. And through all of the releasing and awareness that you had to come to and realize. But the depression is huge. And then, to get off the medication, that's a big part of it, isn't it?
It is. And I just want to say there's nothing wrong with taking prescription medication. If that's what works for you, absolutely explore all avenues, because I was on prescription medication for a long time. When I was a kid, I didn't have a choice because you don't have that sort of autonomy when you're growing up. As an adult, I actually voluntarily went back on it because I wanted to see if it would work for me and I wanted to try all the options. So I'm certainly not opposed to being on prescription medication. I just, for me, I hated the way that it made me feel. It kind of diluted everything and dulled all of my emotions. So I didn't have those extreme lows, but I also didn't have any extreme highs, and I missed that. So I realized that depression and anxiety are chemical imbalance, and we are taught that the pills are the chemicals to fix it, but there's chemicals in food. And food creates chemicals in our body. And so there's more than one way to skin a cat. So I decided to check out some of the other alternatives. And for me personally, being cautious about what I, or not even cautious, but aware and intentional about what I eat, making sure that I move my body, making sure that I meditate regularly. I am a Reiki practitioner, so I do a lot of energy work. There's a lot of things, spending time in nature, those have all helped me so, so much and far more than the pills ever have. So if that's something that works for you, have at it and more power to you. But for me, it just didn't work. So I found another way.
Yeah. So, you know, you're doing all the natural organic things, connecting with nature, returning back to our true nature, moving the body, meditation, reflection, you know, all of that, you know, I feel like that is really all that's the natural way of being anyway. This is all where we're in our natural state when we can connect with nature and do all the things that you just mentioned. And I just spoke with somebody in my community, a person that was just healing her gut. And she talked about how she lost 50 pounds of weight in, like, I think she said like 3 or 4 months, healing her gut. Yeah. And so is that something that you find too, with a lot that naturally just happens when we heal the gut, when we eat different, when we change our relationship with food? Is that what you find happens for your clients as well?
I don't actually focus on weight loss. So with my clients, we don't do weigh-ins, we don't do measurements, we don't do before and after photos. I mostly focus on like happiness, life satisfaction. I'm a holistic health coach. So I look at all of the aspects of life, not just what you're eating. Look at, you know, environment, stress levels, sleep, work, family, social connection, all of those things. And it helps me to kind of see what areas are working for them, like what habits are working for them and what habits aren't so much. We don't really focus on weight. I have had some people lose weight because their bodies naturally just find what we call our happy weight, which is where you can kind of maintain without having to do too much effort. But it's never a weight-based goal. So there's a possibility for that sort of the change in the body, but it's certainly not something we look at overall health in my coaching, and not so much a weight loss or a weight gain goal.
Right. So yeah, you're totally shifting the relationship with food, sounds like, to a non-judgmental space and really looking at the overall health and lifestyle that the individual is looking to live.
Absolutely. There's no morality in food. It's not good or bad. So the first step is kind of taking the morality away. You're not bad because you ate a piece of cake. You're not good because you ate a salad. It's all just food. It's all just serves as fuel.
Yeah. So what does a day in the life of food look like for you? You know, how do you eat?
I eat intuitively. So I'm not actually an intuitive eating coach, but I do follow a lot of the practices in that framework. And so I will check in with my body and see what I need that day. And there's some days that, you know, I do fall into the emotional eating. We're human. It happens to everybody where you're like, oh man, I just really want some cookies right now. And I eat them if I'm craving them. And it's all balance, right? So you're not like, I don't do anything strictly. I don't have a meal plan. I don't have anything like premeditated. I keep a variety of foods in my house and I eat to fuel my body. I eat to fuel my soul and my mind, whatever is working for me. So I don't have like a set plan, but I definitely, I've gotten so much better at honoring my body and listening to what it needs and then eating accordingly.
Yeah, I love that. I love intuitive eating. Love that so much. So how can people contact you, find out more about you, work with you? Where can they find you on social media?
So I am on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Amanda L. Hallam. It's H-A-L-L-A-M. And then I also have a website. It's amandahallam.com. I've got one-on-one coaching available right now. And then I've got a group coaching program called The Reset Button, and that starts March 6th. So doors aren't open yet, but you can absolutely jump on the wait list. You can contact me if you're interested in some more information. Everything is on my website. So definitely go check that out. Sign up for my email list to get exclusive offers and keep in touch.
Good. And definitely we want you to keep in touch with us and let us know when you are launching that program so that we can let everybody else know about it too. So awesome. Wonderful, Amanda. It's wonderful to have you. Thank you so much for coming on and for doing the good
Thank
work.
You.
And we'll definitely be in touch with you and talk with you again.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in today. We'll see you again next time. Stay tuned today for Dance to Heal with Jenny C. Cohen. Thank you. See you, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Asher as she guides you to sacred attunement. Align your mindset and your actions to master your life's purpose. Discover more at sacredattunement.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Dance to Heal, Transformation Through Movement with your host, Jenny C. Cohen.
Join Jenny as she shares stories of how dance and movement can bring healing in a way that is safe and tailored to your life. She's a cancer survivor, mother of two, and an award-winning performer who found that movement was vital to her recovery. Creator of Dance to Heal Wellness, Jenny will bring new techniques to help you on your dance journey and healing path. Are you ready to move? Dance to Heal, transformation through movement, starts now.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome. This is a very special episode for me, and I want to thank my special esteemed guest for coming. She's coming in sick, just one second. I wanted to talk a lot about, she is very accomplished dancer and performer and teacher. We do share another thing in common, and it's a club that everyone always regrets welcoming a new member to. Yeah, we're both breast cancer survivors, and we both use healing, dancing as a way to heal. However, it's been an essential part of our recovery. It was an essential part of our lives prior, and it also changed us, and we changed our relationship with it during our recovery. And I wanted really her to come and talk about that. I want to explain to you, too, my personal journey with that was, prior to being diagnosed with cancer and then going through the treatment for it, I was on the cusp and precipice of becoming very involved and putting all of my chips into the basket of becoming someone that I thought would be an A-lister in my dance community. I do more of the fusion community, and I was older, in my 40s, and what was very prominent at the time were younger, not Asian face, not accomplished in my way of life, just different. They had a lot more time and discipline to devote to this beautiful art. And I was at that precipice. I had won a couple contests, and my kids were a little older. My son, who was diagnosed with type 1, was a little bit more stable. And I thought, well, you know, I'm really going to go for this. I'm really going to be someone willing to be seen. And I thought that was my goal in life. And then I got this diagnosis after getting back from Germany. I competed in Germany. It was part of my winnings for another contest that I won. And I placed rather high amongst 9 very, very beautiful, talented, disciplined, affluent dancers in Europe. And I thought, well, this is it. I'm going to come home. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to really just hide behind, take off my mask, stop hiding behind other people. And then I found the lump. And then 18 months later, I was a shell of what I thought I wanted to be. And I had to begin that long journey that I'm still continuing on now, with 22, 6 years later, finding a new meaning for myself, letting go of that dream that I thought was my calling, and it wasn't. It was really to develop a program like this and help other people who are healing from trauma and also healing from being a caretaker of other people with trauma. Here's a secret. We all have I know Diana's laughing. We all have trauma. Do you hear that? We all have trauma. Okay, anyways, back to focus. So here's the thing. Our relationship with movement changes as we grow and heal. And now for me, it became this thing during my treatment. I was still going to events and performing and competing. And I used to say to people, without really understanding what that really meant, when I perform or I teach or I participate in a class or even a convention, I always said to myself, it's not about you, Jenny. Who needs to see you at this event, at this performance? Who do you need to be there to bolster with your energy? And I never fully understood it until after my cancer treatment. And even now, I'm even more understanding what that meant. And I was very uncomfortable being seen as the poster child of the successful cancer survivor. Deanna's like, uh-huh. I'm ready, right? I'm ready to step into this now. Why? Why am I ready? Because I have my dear friend, Catrice, who was here for the very, very first podcast show I did here. And she had done a reading for me. And it was the same message I got from other people. It was, Jenny, get out of your own way. and do what you were really called to do. Because there are people who are waiting on you that can't move on with their lives because they needed to see what you were destined to do. You were a conduit and you need to be there for them. And that really hit home and really helped me understand that it really is more than me. It is not about me. It really is who can we reach and who can we touch. And so that is where I come from now. Whenever I perform during my cancer treatment, I've shown you some of my video clips and why a lot of the people I've brought on has guests because they're congruent with that same thing. They're all in spite of their own personal behind the things that they're battling, behind the scenes things that they're battling. They're still there in the forefront being beyond what they suffered because it isn't about them individually. It's because we're all part of this movement, this ripple pattern that has to move out to heal. Especially now in these times, I really feel it's pivotal. And so without further ado, I would love for Jacob, my producer, he's going to hit a little clip, just a tiny little clip of this beautiful works of art that Deanna has done. Please hit this video.
They fade with the dream of you, wrapped in red velvet, dancing the night away.
Welcome back. Wasn't that just breathtaking? Yeah. So without further ado, here's the thing. I could waste 30 to a minute to actually 2 minutes going over Deanna Soto's accolades. I really invite you to go to her website and her Instagram and check her out. Please, please check her out. Like, even if you stop watching the show right now, go check her out. Do it. We're right here. We're not going to be anywhere. It's going to come back out on recording. Please welcome Deanna.
Hello, so happy to be here. So happy to be here. I met Jenny a couple of years ago and we definitely bonded both of our love for dance. Yeah, in a way that unwilling sisterhood of the breast cancer experience. So I'm definitely very happy to be here. Listening to you and your journey, it struck me that for me, in some ways, it was kind of opposite, as in I was already a dancer before I had breast cancer. I had breast cancer when I was 25, so a totally different life stage, right? But for me, in a way, cancer became an awakening that led me to my artist career. So the area in which we perhaps have like opposite paths is that you were very clear that you wanted to like be an artist and then cancer happened and that kind of like reshifted some things. In my case, dance had always been part of my life, but it had always played second fiddle to my quote unquote professional career in communications. And in a way, cancer launched me as an artist, but that's where we meet, and is when you have these very deep experiences, such as cancer, life-changing experiences, trauma, really. You have some choices. We all wish that we wouldn't have that trauma and no one would choose that trauma. But if it happens, what are you going to do with that package that life delivered to you? And how are you going to make your life meaningful moving forward? And I think that's a thread we share, and many other people I have spoken to, be it cancer survivors or survivors of other kinds of trauma, there is that question, how do I make my life meaningful? Which I think is very connected to healing. You know, this is how healing happens. This is how you integrate your trauma rather than letting your trauma control you. You know, we are meaning making creatures, and that's an area where I think we dancers have so much to contribute to the healing journey, because dancing is very much about meaning making, but from the body rather than intellectualizing that meaning. How do we make that meaning, understand that meaning in our bones? That's what I think is so rich and so healing about it.
Yes, yes. Well, listen, honestly, Deanna, I've been battling this challenge all my life because being of Asian descent, mm-hmm. we weren't ever really considered the arts as a viable career. I have a master's degree in occupational therapy. My parents were barely okay with that. They're like, "Are you gonna go and get a doctorate? Like, so we can call you doctor? Like, what do you mean you're gonna go belly dancing and shake things? Stop it! Don't even talk to me. Like, you know, just so you know, it was
a respectable one, like ballet. Yeah. Like, come on.
and right? Our audience was able to see from that video clip of that particular clip that we showed them is from one of your more evolutionary pieces expressing your healing, that clip, you know, of that YouTube video you sent me. And I want to really talk about and address the fact that we store all of our life experiences in our body, every single trauma, loss, joy, hurt, shame, everything stored at a cellular level. And that movement is something that's essential to heal over it. I mean, there's other things that we must do in addition to movement, but it is absolutely vital to move. Yeah. I mean, would you be willing to share with our audience, Ian, and you can pass on this question, move on to other things, but, you know, other than the cancer, the dance helping you, leading you towards accepting dance as one of your primary callings, mm-hmm. are there other areas that dance is helping you heal?
Yeah, what a great question. I'm going to use that video as an example because I think it makes it more concrete and, you know, people have already seen it. But that piece and what I'm going to share now, I can tell you now because I have the wisdom of looking back. When I created it, I just needed to make it, you know, and it was, how did it tell you? I was aware that I was doing something important, and there was a conscious mind in terms of like a choreographic mind, a composition-driven mind. Mm-hmm. But the psychological analysis I'm about to do is something that came later, not when I was making the piece.
And that's okay. So audience, it is important that we sometimes, our subconscious works in ways we're not even aware of. You know, it's like you can't ever predict what's going to happen, but you can look behind and connect the dots and collect the pearls. Yeah. Go ahead, Deanna.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the gifts of dance, right? It allows us to express things even before they have risen to the conscious level. Well, they're still subconscious. But now that I have the benefit to look back, to me, that's a piece very much about grief. And I won't go into the exact details of that grief, but it is about grief. And it was very healing to be able to own up to my grief in my body, from my body. So there is an author that I love, and I invite everybody to look him up, Bessel van der Kolk. His work, The Body Keeps the Score, is transformational. It's also scientifically validated if you're that kind of person and you want that kind of like research backup. And it talks about how trauma gets stored in the body and how one of the key principles of actually moving beyond trauma is movement, you know, is literal actual movement. And I feel like that piece helped me access some of those like stuck in trauma places in my body. And move beyond it. But what was very curious is that since it was such a genuine and authentic creative process for me, a lot of people, when they see that piece, something gets unlocked in them too. So you don't know how many times I have had people approach me, especially after I do it live, mm-hmm. like with tears in their face, or like they tell me their stories, and it's always some kind of grief story. Might not be the exact grief that brought it up for me, but it's like the human body recognizes another body in a certain emotion, especially an emotion so all-consuming such as grief. And that is incredible, because then I heal myself, but in some way I am helping other people, if they're willing, to also go on that journey. That's my
I mean, here in the States, which is where I grew up, but I was born in Taiwan, which is even less of an area that allowed public displays of grief. We don't acknowledge how important that is to healing. I never really grieved the losing of my life prior to my cancer treatment. I never grieved.
That's huge. Like your own self.
Oh my God, loss of self. But I also did not ever grieve my prior to becoming a mother life.
Yeah.
I didn't grieve my life before I got married. I didn't grieve the loss of my childhood. It was really traumatic. I'll tell you the next show, y'all. Tune in to the next show. It's not necessary. I really want to keep talking to Deanna. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's chapters. Yeah. Every chapter, every book of our life, because we have many books in our lives. Yeah. We still need to grieve the closing of that chapter, the closing of that book. How can you make room for good and growth unless we make room by letting it go and cutting the energetic ties to it? It's been really,
it's like that phrase, the only way through is through.
Yeah.
And it gets stored in the body. So, you know, you can't skip the body and you can't skip your grief. It will catch up to you always somehow. So might as well sit down, say hi to it, feel it. Especially in a safe space, you know, and if you can have, you know, some proper dance coaching or a dance teacher that's more inclined to these kinds of emotions, you know, so that you can have a safe space to feel this stuff from your body and move through it. And that will set you free. You're going to find some very revealing truths if you open up to that experience.
Well, I'm so glad you brought this up, Deanna. So what's the best way my audience, or this wonderful audience here through Transformation Talk Radio, can get in touch with someone like yourself who could coach them?
Yes. Well, awesome. I am a lot on Instagram. I really love it as a platform. And my particular Instagram is a bit unconventional from what you might expect from like a belly dancer. So yeah, you're going to see some videos of me in great costumes because, you know, I got style. But there's also a lot of, I would like to believe, thought-provoking writing. So I also have a coaching certification, like an actual program of a whole year of studying and training and guided practice by master coaches and whatnot. And I bring a lot of that approach to my social media and to my writing with, for example, asking powerful questions. So when I am working with a student, it is not about me telling you what you need to do. It is about me making powerful questions so that you find your own truths. And then I combine a little bit of mentorship, because I do have over 10 years in this field and a lot of life experience around it. And, you know, I can give you, hey, what if you consider this option? And I help you to kind of like open your mind to other possibilities you might have not considered. So I really invite you, if you're interested in this kind of work, you can follow me on Instagram. That's going to give you a taste of how I see things, the kind of work that I do, the kind of community that comes to me, because there are a lot of people commenting and sharing stories. And then if you want to dive deeper, you know, I will be opening one-on-one coaching sessions starting in March. So you can start tuning in now so that when that opens, you're the first one to jump, because I'll only have like 5 spots available.
Perfect. Deanna, spell out the Instagram address, because we also are beamed out on the radio.
All right. Awesome. So I am at Deanna, D-I-A-N-A _ dance magic. So
that's dance magic. Get your dance magic from Deanna. Like, Like, yeah. Do it already.
I did it that way because I truly believe, and this is not me being a Hallmark person, but I truly believe that we all have magic inside us. And magic as in something powerful, as in something that reaches beyond us, as in something that can surprise us about our power and our capacities. And what we need to do, I think the great task that's given to us when we come to like this plane on earth is to own our magic. We don't have to like find it somewhere outside of ourselves. It's already inside. I think the big job is owning it, you know, seeing it and then claiming it and then using it. That's where the real good stuff
happens. I love that. So for some of our beginner people who have not danced or moved in a while, you know, and they may not necessarily have the impetus to look you up just yet. Yeah. What are some suggestions you could give them to start finding that magic inside of them?
Yeah. I love, okay, there are two suggestions I can give kind of in two steps. First one is to put some music, whatever music, it really doesn't matter, whatever music that moves you, and put yourself in a room where you won't be interrupted. And if that means that you have to close yourself in the bathroom, because like if you're a mom and you have pets, maybe that is actually the only place in your house where you can be by yourself. Fine. This is not about doing pirouettes and great many things. It's about connecting. Put that music, maybe light a candle, close your eyes, and just let yourself feel your body. Even if you don't move, I feel like sometimes we rush towards movement. We feel like we have to dance. No, first just like land in yourself. Feel that. And then if you are compelled to move, open your eyes and move. But if you need to stay for 3 minutes, just like standing there, because that's what you need, that's a great start. And then after you've done that and you feel a bit more comfortable with that, mirror work. So literally grabbing a mirror and dancing for yourself in the mirror, like dancing as a gift, not to evaluate yourself. We're not talking about performance training. We're talking like a beginner person that wants to connect with themselves. Dance for yourself as if you were your own best friend, as if you were your own mother in a way, like the mother you dream you could have had, perhaps an idealized mother. How would you dance for her? How would you dance for him, for this person? What love would you give?
I love that. I love that. Audience, did you hear what she said? Because here's the thing. All of our mothers are imperfectly perfect. They did the best they could. They really did. My mother did the best she could. You know, she didn't realize. She would not have chosen my 1-month-old trauma that I got. That preceded my 53 years of life. That was not the life she chose for me. Yeah. That was just the life that I ended up with. And I've been healing from that until this past weekend. I'll tell you about that next show again. Tune in next show. We're not going to talk about that. I want to focus on what Deanna's talking about. And I just love that envisioning of the mother that you know you need right now has your dancing and be that mother or have dance with that mother figure or that father figure. Did you know, Deanna, I learned this past weekend through my training that a lot of it's almost undisputed in terms of numbers, yeah, that a predictor of your success in life is directly correlated with your relationship with your biological father.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know.
I was like, what? Well, that explains a lot in my life. I don't know about other people's. But anyways, so yeah. I really love those two suggestions is that you can be healing for yourself. I love that. And I love that.
Provide that to yourself. Yeah. That wisdom is already within you.
Exactly.
You know? Own your magic. Own your magic. Love. Love is infinite. And it's already all within you. Own it.
Yes, I love it. I love that. Okay, so stay still. Listen to whatever moves you. You don't always have to move. And then once if you're inclined to, dance to it. All right, I love this. All right, repeat back to them again the best way to reach you on Instagram. I want to make sure they get this.
Yes, okay. So on Instagram, D-I-A-N-A, Diana in English, D-I-A-N-A underscore dance magic. All right. And then my website for my classes, I have different levels, dianadancemagic.teachable.com. And if you've heard Danny call me Diana, it's because I'm from Puerto Rico and I prefer my name in Spanish, but I am spelling it out for you in English so it's easier for you to remember. That's fine.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And I want, if you could give every, because we have another less than a minute left, y'all. So okay. I can't believe this time flew by so fast, Diana. All right. What would you suggest for us to do? Mm-hmm. Or what do you do? Stop. What do you do if you could share with us when you need healing? It doesn't have to be dance related. What do you do?
Yeah. Well, I can think of two things. I take 1 minute to breathe, literally just 1 minute. And I try to breathe slow for 1 minute. Sometimes I accomplish it. Sometimes I don't. That's fine. It always kind of helps just to do it. And then the other thing, walk, going for walks. A lot of time what we need is just exposure to nature.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so remember, I want to tie this into one of my first few shows. We talk about breathing and attuning into your five senses and breathing into the nose for a count of four and then exhaling through your nose for a count of four. This all ties in. Diana, we didn't plan this. Like, some of these questions I just threw at her during this interview. Diana, thank you so much for coming. I am so blessed to have you in my show. And you'll be well, okay?
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Love you. All right, listeners, thank you so much for joining us. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to Dance to Heal, Transformation Through Movement with me, Jenny C. Komen. Come back next time to hear more stories of recovery through movement and learn more ways that you can move your body to find healing on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with me and continue your journey, visit JennyCKomen.com. Are you ready to move?
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Are you ready to